This is WMUK's West Southwest. Abraham Lincoln visited Michigan only once. He came to Kalamazoo to give speeches in Kalamazoo's Bronson Park 160 years ago, 4 years before he became president. The Kalamazoo Abraham Lincoln Project is marking the event Saturday at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Former State Senator Cameron Brown is the chairman of the project's steering committee. He spoke with WMUK's Andy Robbins.
Cameron, can you kind of set the scene? What was it like in 1856 when Lincoln got here?
Well, when Lincoln arrived in Kalamazoo, and he was scheduled to speak at 2 o'clock, the train pulled in shortly before that, and he didn't have a lot of time to get to what is now Bronson Park. And there were upwards of 10,000 people gathering in the park. That was quadrupled the size of Kalamazoo at that time. So people had come in from all over the state for a political rally. It was a rally to support John C. Fremont, who was a candidate for president at the time. So Lincoln had been invited. It was the only time that he came to Michigan, the only public appearance in Michigan, and the only time he stepped outside of Illinois all that year.
Fremont was the first candidate nominated by the Republican Party for the presidency.
That is true. Lincoln was the first Republican elected.
And, in fact, won 4 years later.
With Michigan's help, 4 years later, this virtually unknown visitor to Kalamazoo was elected our president, again, with Michigan's help.
Do we know what Lincoln said when he was here?
Well, we do indeed. We have his speech. It was thought lost for many years, but was found in the 1930s, actually, in a bound volume of the Detroit Advertiser that had fallen behind a shelf in the Detroit Library. And so we have it. The Kalamazoo Public Library has posted it. You can read it online. It's for the most part, not one of his notable speeches, but there is a little statement that he makes in there. A wonderful Lincoln flourish of language, and it will be used in the video that we will premiere at Saturday's event.
Did he have a friendly, receptive audience, or were there some who didn't care for what he had to say?
Well, Lincoln was a little more of a moderate at that time. The hardcore abolitionist favored immediate emancipation. Lincoln was not there yet. So some of his comments, had a typical audience response. But I think on balance, 4 years later, Michigan came out and supported his candidacy.
Of all the places in Michigan, why Kalamazoo? I mean, Detroit even then was much bigger. There were other towns that were much bigger than Kalamazoo. Why did he come to Kalamazoo?
Well, he came for political reasons, and Dr. Tom George has done some rather original and some wonderful research that explores that. And Dr. George will be one of the presenters Saturday at the 160th anniversary celebration, commemoration, and this will be at the public library in the Van Dusen Room. So I'm not going to steal Tom's thunder, but please come out, and you'll hear Tom talk. Also, Bill McElhone from the Kalamazoo Valley Museum will be speaking as well about Lincoln-related exhibits and artifacts they have there at the museum. The Kalamazoo Public Library will be showcasing their collection of Lincoln books. And for heaven's sakes, I have to put this in. The kids are strongly encouraged to join their parents Saturday. There's a Lincoln reenactor, a Lincoln and a Mrs. Lincoln reenactor, so you can have your picture taken with President Lincoln. So we encourage you to attend.
The answer to this question may appear to be obvious, but perhaps is not. As we mentioned, this is the 160th anniversary of Lincoln's appearance in Kalamazoo. Why is it important to mark that event so many years later?
Well, I think in learning about Lincoln's visit, we learn about America. We learn about the relationship between state government and federal government. We learn about the Constitution. We learn about the deep undercurrents of race in America. Do we relegate this visit to an item in the history books, or do we make it relevant today? And this steering committee that is sponsoring Saturday's event, you know, met for a number of months 3 years ago and really determined that Lincoln's visit was an untapped resource for Kalamazoo. No other Michigan city can make this claim of this visit by one of the world's greatest statesmen. So we think it's this wonderful gem, a gift of history, and we're going to explore how that can be relevant for us today, both culturally, educationally, and economically.
Did Lincoln have any further contact with Kalamazoo from that point until the end of his life in 1865?
I'm not sure that I can adequately answer that. I don't think that Kalamazoo certainly was important to his election bid 4 years later. The exact degree of contact, I couldn't say. In fact, he thought that his speech— He did not realize that it had been taken down verbatim, just on a wonderful appearance of a reporter from Detroit who just happened to be at that area where Lincoln spoke, because there were other more prominent speakers. So he actually thought there was no speech that he gave that year, really, that was preserved, but this speech was.
That's kind of interesting, because a Lincoln scholar, Harold Holzer, recently published a book about Lincoln's relationship with the press. And in fact, Lincoln at one time owned a German-language newspaper, co-owned it in Illinois, and used it to help further his political career there. He apparently took some pains to make sure that newspapers got down what he said.
He did indeed, and that German connection, of course, was his linkage with John Nicolay, who went on to be one of his personal secretaries. He just did not think that his speech had been duly noted in the paper, but it was. And you mentioned Harold Holzer. He actually has included mention of this speech in one of his recent publications. And it's interesting, as the speech becomes more popular, quite often they leave out one word, and it's the word "so," so much prosperity. And the Kalamazoo Public Library has the speech available online, and of course they have that word in there.
Thinking back to a conversation I had some years ago with former Senator George, who you've mentioned, there were two newspapers in Kalamazoo at that time, I believe, the Gazette and the, I forget the name of the other one. And as was typical of that time, they tended to cleave to one party or the other. And I recall him saying that they also took down or reported on the speech, but had radically different versions of it.
Yes. You know, politics was no different then than it is today. And I think Tom is going to touch on this, what the local paper had to say about Lincoln, or didn't have to say. But very typical of the times, just encourage the community to come out to hear what Dr. George has to say. And incidentally, we're going to go across the street to spend some time in the park, in Bronson Park, and talk about Lincoln's speech there, and where the statue has been approved by the Kalamazoo City Commission for placement in the park.
It's the Kalamazoo Telegraph was the other newspaper. My memory came back. Where exactly did he speak in the park? The marker currently is next to what used to be referred to as the Indian Mound, although it isn't an Indian Mound, really.
Well, the current state historical marker is indeed close to the Indian Mound. It's uncertain exactly where Lincoln spoke. There's some stories that he may have spoken over the mound. There was a platform there, but that's not validated in any primary source. There is a stone marker in the park placed many years ago that says Lincoln spoke here. Is that generally saying he spoke in the park or in this specific spot where the stone is? So it's really uncertain. In fact, we do know now, and again, this is some of what Dr. George has uncovered in his research, that Lincoln spoke at least twice. Keep in mind, there was maybe four different areas where speakers spoke in the park that day. The crowd was so big, and perhaps they rotated. We don't know. But Lincoln did speak later on in the evening at another venue right near the park. So, yeah, at least had two times that we know of that he spoke.
If memory serves, there perhaps is another controversy. I believe he stayed overnight before he went back to Illinois, and there's some dispute about where he actually stayed.
Well, there's always the old saying, Lincoln slept here, but we don't know for sure. Again, Tom will touch on that a little bit. There's a couple likely spots where he may have stayed, uncertain as to the exact location.
Was Lincoln well-known nationally as well as in Michigan when he came in 1856?
He was not at all. He had been touted as a possible vice presidential candidate at the national convention, but certainly few in Kalamazoo were familiar with him. One newspaper reported him as being Abram Lincoln. No, not very well-known at all.
You mentioned that a statue is going to be erected in Bronson Park. When is that likely to happen?
That is slated for 2018. It'll be a bronze life-size statue, and the steering committee is just in the process of launching our capital campaign. We're not there just yet, but this celebration on Saturday is one of a number of events that we're going to have in the community to let the people of Kalamazoo know that this is this visit is a real gem for us. The statue is just one component of our goals and plans to use Lincoln's visit for the benefit of the people of Kalamazoo. We certainly want to sustain a Lincoln exhibit in the community. The Kalamazoo Valley Museum has done a fine job with a new Lincoln mural and wonderfully done, especially for kids to see. We are looking to establish a Lincoln Leadership Development Center with a focus on youth, using all the wonderful values that represent Abraham Lincoln. So we have kind of a three-pronged approach to using this gift of history, but the statue is probably the most pivotal part, the most tangible part, and we're targeting 2018 for the completion of that project.
If there's only one thing that people could take away from the event on Saturday, what would you hope it would be?
That Lincoln's visit adds value to Kalamazoo, to the community. It adds value because it enriches our understanding, as I said before, of the proper role of government, the Constitution, the relationship between state and federal governments, understanding our past, the struggles that we've had to secure the freedoms and liberties that we have. And, of course, Lincoln is kind of divides our history. And the fact that he came here is a real gift to us that we really need to tap into. And it makes Kalamazoo all that much more unique in our offering of Lincoln lore.
Cameron Brown is the chairman of the Kalamazoo Abraham Lincoln Project Steering Committee. It's sponsoring the 160th anniversary celebration of Lincoln's appearance in Kalamazoo in 1856. It starts Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Kalamazoo Public Library on Rose Street. It will include reenactors portraying Lincoln and his wife Mary, as well as the premiere of a video about Lincoln's Kalamazoo connection. You'll find more information at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.